is ARN.
Decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods, ladies and gentlemen. I am your squirrel, the host, coming to you on this fine Easter morning from the ARN studios, high atop the tallest tree in the Piney Woods. Good to have you with us. It is Easter. It is Sunday, the 31st day of March 2024. He is risen. Well, this is an Easter Sunday special edition of the Squirrel Chatter podcast, a podcast dedicated to scripture, theology, history, current events, and whatever else I want to talk about. We webcast normally Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Mountain on X, Facebook, and Rumble, and then the audio podcast is available for download wherever you find fine podcasts. Squirrel Chatter is a proud member of the Christian podcast community. You can head on over to ChristianPodcastCommunity.com. Check out all the great curated podcasts that are over there. You are certain to find something worth listening to. I guarantee it. Well, happy Easter. Today, this is a special edition of Squirrel Chatter. We have Holy Week scripture and devotional readings and some prayers from the Book of Common Prayer. Time is short this morning, so we are just going to launch right into it with the prayer of confession from the 2019 Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against your holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And apart from your grace, there is no health in us. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Spare all those who confess their faults. Restore all those who are penitent, according to your promises declared to all people in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may now live a godly, righteous, and sober life. To the glory of your holy name. Amen. Grant to your faithful people, merciful Lord, pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve you with a quiet mind, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection may, by your life-giving Spirit, be delivered from sin and raised from death, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. All right, we are going through, or have been going through this entire week, a devotional that was put out by First Baptist Church of Lyndale with Senior Pastor Tom Buck. And this is a publication of his church in coordination with G3 Ministries out of Atlanta. Today's reading is Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. And when the Sabbath passed, Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James, and Salome, brought spices, so that they might come and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, although it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side wearing a white robe, and they were amazed. And he said to them, "Do not be amazed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who has been crucified. He has risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment were gripping them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The devotion says, "The ending of the Gospel of Mark has remained a perplexing question for every generation of Christians. The historiographic and textual critical question is easily answered. Mark 16, 9 through 14 is not original and was not written by John Mark. It was added later by well-intentioned Christians who sought to bring a satisfying resolution to the story. We know what happens after verse 8, When Christ was raised from the dead, he appeared to his disciples, taught, gave promises, commissioned them, and ascended into heaven after 40 days. But Mark does not include these details. We are left like the women, trembling and astonished. We are left to ponder what is the meaning of these things. Likely the Gospel of Mark was written with the intention of being read out loud. It takes an hour and a half to read, with appropriate pause and inflections. Mark is filled with details that make it especially pleasing to the ear, with its many attention-grabbing phrases that help also to speed along the narrative. Immediately, and it happened, suddenly, and then, right away, quickly, as soon as, etc. There is a tradition of reading and reciting the Gospel of Mark out loud for audiences, including performances from Max MacLean and David Suckett. The Reverend Brett Marshall memorized the Gospel of Mark and has been reciting it for crowds for several decades. He writes, "The most powerful and most poignant silence in the Gospel of Mark comes at the end, at verse 8 of chapter 16. I maintain that if you have not heard the whole Gospel of Mark told aloud straight through and have not experienced directly the sudden plunge into the abyss of silence at the end, you have not heard the Gospel of Mark. In that shocking silence, the story makes itself manifest and burns itself into the minds and hearts of its listeners. So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone. They were afraid. Pause. Walk out of the room. Count slowly to 10. Walk back in. With very few exceptions, the silence at the end of the story has become the silence of the listener's immediate experience. To move from sound to no sound, suddenly, retchingly, is to be transported into a story space beyond rational understanding. It is palpable yet indescribable. It is a realm outside the familiar senses, a place of enlightenment, a clearing of light in the forest of primordial darkness, a foreign land. We are traveling from the beginning of the good news of Jesus the Messiah, or perhaps only now just arrived in its presence." If Mark were read aloud to a crowd by evangelists in the early days after Pentecost, no doubt in the silence of the women of verse 8, the crowd would also be silent. They would sit in amazement while considering these things. They had just been told how the expected Messiah was crucified and buried. They would have heard just a few minutes previously the cry of, my God, why have you forsaken me?" But out of the darkness of despair, a blazing light of hope suddenly flashed. The tomb is empty. An angel, an announcement. He is risen. He is not here. And then silence. And in that silence, the evangelists of the early church would likely have begun a gospel invitation to the crowd. They would tell of his commission for all to be his disciples and follow him, of the forgiveness of sins for all who believe, and of Christ's certain return. May we too know our sins to be forgiven, and follow our Lord. Now let us recite our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Now, the Collect for Easter Day. O God, who for our redemption gave your only begotten Son to die upon the cross, and by his glorious resurrection delivered us from the devil and the power of death, grant us grace to die daily to sin, that we may live with him in the joy of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. And for the unrepentant we pray, especially those who are hearing the gospel this morning in churches around the world. Merciful God, You desire not the death of sinners, but rather that they should turn to you and live. And through your only Son, you have revealed yourself as the God who pardons iniquity. Have mercy on the unrepentant and those who do not believe. Awaken in them by your word and Holy Spirit a deep sense of their sinfulness and peril. Take from them all ignorance, hardness of heart, and contempt of your word. Grant them to know and feel that there is no other name under heaven given among men by which they must be saved, but only the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so bring them home and number them among your children, that they may be yours forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. All right, folks, I hope you have a very blessed Easter morning. I'm asking for your prayers for me because I'm preaching the sunrise service this morning and then off to church after that. So, go to church today. It's important now more than ever. And as you go through the day, do the things you ought to do. Don't do the things you ought not to. Whatever you do, do it for the glory of the Lord. And remember, He is risen indeed. Take care. God bless.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.